Just want to say that we are less than a week away from Lag BaOmer, and most of you probably know that a sefer that I learn often is called the Sefer Shmilei Pinchas. He wrote an entire sefer, Kedai Hu Reb Shimon, about Lag BaOmer. So if anyone would like to, we can make a time over the course of the next few days to perhaps learn one or two of the simanim that he has there, that we could have a better appreciation for what's going on, or where we're going, what we're doing. Happy to make a time to do that. Anyone that would like to perhaps join us, you can speak to Sammy Weingarten. He's going to be in charge of making sure that happens. We're learning here the Sefer of the Piasetzner Rebbe, Reb Kolon with Kalman Shapira. We said it was the Rebbe in the Warsaw Ghetto. We're nearing the end of the Sefer. We're in the 12th Perek. In the old printing, it's page Kuf Chaf Gimel. In the new printing, it's page Kuf Hey. On page Kuf Hey, the paragraph starts Be'oid Zois Anu Roitzim La'avincha. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, the best thing would be is if you have your own sefer in front of you. The yeshiva has given out Sfarim. If someone wants to own a sefer, you could take one. You could write your name in it. You could write notes on it if you want. It's a sefer that I've been through the sefer many, many times. I've been learning the sefer for around 12, 13 years. I've learned it every single week. And I've been through it multiple times. Every time the sefer just, it has that quality that you could just, like, you feel like you connect emotionally. There's something, like, very, very, there's so much feeling, so much regish, that it doesn't go stale. The sefer doesn't go stale. It's something you could keep with you, and if you enjoy it the first time, then you'll enjoy it the 10th time. Anyway, so we're over here, and the Rebbe is saying something that I think also is a lot of depth, a lot of insight into what we're saying here. I'd also like for you to understand. There's something here we'd like for you to understand. Es simas hisrashlus habachurim. The reason why bachurim, there's hisrashlus. Hisrashlus can loosely be translated as lazy. Hisrashlus habachurim. I was talking today to a bachur from a different yeshiva, and he was describing to me, what's happening in that yeshiva. And not that should make me feel good, but it made me feel good. Because you guys are learning, you guys are amazing. I tell you, it's unbelievable how much learning is going on here. But Lamaisa, it shouldn't make me feel good. Because it's disappointing. It's disappointing that, you know, that, but there's a lot of Israshas Abachrim, and don't get me wrong, we've got it here also. But why is there so much Israshlus Abachrim? Why is it? Why are the people so lazy? You know, you go out into the work world and you don't find people getting up like at the hours that you find Bachrim getting up. You don't find people sleeping in the afternoon when you find Bachrim. It just doesn't happen. Why is it that with that there's this Israshlus by Bachrim? That Bachrim have such a hard, they're slacking. That's the best word. Slacking is really the best word. Slacking off. Gam anoshim agdoilim. Even when you're talking about older people. Milumin batayra. Milimud hatayra. There's an Israshl from Limud hatayra. You're right, maybe in their, when it comes to their job, so people, you know, have been managed to, they show up every day and they punch their clock. But when it comes to Limud HaTorah, they're slacking off. And I want you to understand the reason. The Siba. Kidei shetaskil ladas es goidel hayisroin asher yegia lecha mechasiduscha af LaTorah. I want you to understand and appreciate the Goydel HaYisron, which is the tremendous advantage a person has from his Chasidus af LaTorah. Chasidus, we said, is not about Torah. Torah is what you do when you learn. The Chasidus is what you do when you're not learning. But the advantage that a person gets from his Chasidus, even when he's not learning. Listen to the brilliant insight here, Rabbi Yisrael. Listen to the and it's such important information for every single one of us. Kidalcha. She should know this. Shechutz min ha'is chazkus. Aside from the chizuk and the strength. Gam etzem koivid ha'avoido ve'kalusa. The actual, the weight of the avoido. The difficulty of the avoido. Ve'kalusa and how easy it is. Not only is it does it depend on strength that a person has, does it get measured? A person has a workload. So is that considered to be a heavy workload? Is it a hard workload? What does it depend on? It doesn't just depend on the work or the strength that it takes, or the strength that I have. Listen carefully. Rakgam behatama. Hatama means how compatible I am. How compatible am I to this avoida? Im matimo ha'avoida liruchoi vitchunoi oiloi. Is this avoida compatible to my spirit, to my tchunois, to my nature, or not? There are certain avoidas that a person has which are compatible to his lifestyle, to his personality, and they work with him. And there are other things that they don't. HaMedrash Oimer al avoidas haperach shel haMitzrim. The Medrash says the Mitzrim made Yidden work. Avoidas perach, it like broke you. It's avoida that breaks a person. What does it mean? It's avoida that's perach. It breaks you. Moshe Rabbeinu raw b'sivloi. Moshe Rabbeinu saw and he felt so bad for the Yidden what they were doing. Masi gadol al katan. He made a gadol carry a katan's burden. Masi katan al gadol. Masi ish al isha. And masi ish al ish. A man had to do a woman's job and a woman had to do a man's job. Upashet kasha lahavin. It's difficult to understand. What does that mean? Bishlam amasei gadol al katan, masei ish al isha, kveida mikoicham. You made a small kid, someone young, do a burden of someone who's bigger. It's too heavy for him. Or a woman's going to have to carry a man's load. It's too heavy for her. That we understand. Avol masei katan al gadol, masei isha al ish. Doing a woman's job? What does a woman's job mean? Sweep the floor? Bake a cake? That's not so hard. Masa isha al ish, adraba, kalahi mikoicham, umaro Moshe Rabbeinu kol kachas sivloisam gamazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu saw how difficult it was for the men. What's so hard? They have women's workload. It's physically not more difficult for them. Va'ayin be'im Yaakov shemaksha zois. Then Yaakov asked this kasha. I believe so. You understand the answer. Ukanizko la'el. And as we mentioned before, koivid ha'avoida gam lefi hat'ama nimdedes. It's not just about whether or not I'm physically capable. Is it compatible to me? Im yitzave le'ish paroi lo seis avonim alachoymes. You take a big, strong guy who he likes to exert energy, and you tell him he should carry stones on walls. Lo yisagei kokach. He won't even get so tired. He's loving it. He's got big stones, and he's walking on the top, and he's on things, and he's having a great time. It's not going to tire him. Kivan shelefi ruchai hi umatim aloi. This is something that's according to his spirit. This is something that, you know, he like dreams about. Maybe one day I'll be a construction worker. It's exciting for him. Umatim aloi, and it's appropriate for him. V'im yitzaveihu lefateach pituchei choysam. But if you ask him to open up, I can't tell you exactly how to translate this, but I assume it means to deal with precious little stones, should like thread stones into like a necklace and like on beads and stuff like that. He'll go crazy, and he'll get exhausted. Afim yochel hula v'mitzave lechacham, and you ask a chacham, an intellect, lo seis avonim afkalois, to carry stones, even light stones. A chacham, he doesn't appreciate You know, he appreciates using his mind. And very often, you know, intellectuals, they feel like anything that's like physical labor, it's just unnecessary. Yile yoiser, it'll be more difficult for him. Milavid avoid a kosher and a kia. Imitzavel ish lachosh v'lezroi v'laseis melachos anoshim. If you are mitzavah a man to plow, to plant, to do guy things, manly things, lo yelek kokach, he's not going to get so tired. Me'asher yichveyu, if you force him, la'afois, to bake, levashel, and to cook, v'lasu shay melachos noshim. You tell him to do women's jobs, a man, you put him, you know, when Beis Hashem, you'll have families and you'll, you know, live with, like, you know, amongst the community, and you find out when someone has a baby and the man has to take over, like, for a few days because the mom's in the hospital, and, like, he's done. Like, you know, it's like, she comes home, he's like, you can't do it. What is there's no manual labor at all. There's no man, it doesn't work that way. Men and women are wired differently. They're just wired differently. Women are it's much easier for them to multitask, to do this, to do that, to do like the little things. But for men, it doesn't work that way. And it's just draining. It just pulls all of your neshama. Because you can't do it. It's not compatible to us. It's going against our nature. And when something goes against your nature, it just wears you out. And it tires you. This is not for me. I think it was last week that Rabbi Stark started describing what it would look like if two women learned Bechavrusa. Now, I'm very happy that he didn't do the whole thing because there are a lot of women that listen to Rabbi Stark Shmuz. I was getting nervous about, you know, the backlash, but it's totally not, Gemara is not compatible to women. It's not. They're not compatible to it. There might be a few exceptions. Maybe there are. But those are irregular. There's something like, it's irregular. Let's just leave it at that. There might be a few exceptions. And there are a few exceptions. There are certain men that also like to bake. There are men that do that. There's such a thing. But those are the exceptions. Most of the male gender, for them, Gemara is something that is compatible. For women, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. They can't do it. And when you try to do it, it's not natural for them. And that's what it says over Avodas Perach. You'll see sometimes, it's something that I find, you can tell me if you agree with this observation or not. Most musicians are not good at sports. And most people that are good at sports are not usually musicians. Now, don't take it personally, because you could be either or, and they're both great. I'm not, but my experience has usually been, it's not always that way. Again, there might be some exceptions, but most people who are good at sports don't have the same type of patience to sit there with your violin and my son's learning to play violin, and it's painful. Pacey worked very hard and sat there, and until he finally got out a normal note, and then again, most people that want to play ball, they feel caged in. Like, let me go out and just, I don't know, go run or do something. And the people that are more into moving and going, they don't have the patience to sit there and to learn how to play music. And the people playing music, they just don't enjoy. They don't enjoy the same satisfaction of, you know, of a person who's on the court and he makes and he spins and he turns and he banks and he switches and whatever. Well, it doesn't. It's just not. So you're gonna sit there and you're gonna practice and you keep shooting and practice for what? So you got the ball in the basket. Yay! They don't understand. It doesn't mean anything to them. They don't get it. For them, that's draining. For them, this is draining. Every person has something else which drains them. So now the Rebbe is going to say something, or I always say, which is so important. And he's going to explain to us why is Chassidus helpful for Torah. We said you do Chassidus when you're not learning. When you're learning, you learn. When you're not learning, so the other times, and I said, so we're going to try to teach you how to do Chassidus. So how does that help? L'chein, ha'ish ben ha'olam hazeh. Yoiser rots la'avoiras oylam hazeh. There are people. They're ben oylam hazeh. I believe that the Mashkiach likes to call them earthman. The earthman, who he is more gravitates. He runs towards avoiras oylam hazeh. He enjoys working things in this world. physical, material, that type of stuff. He runs toward it. Afakosh, even if it's hard, even if it's difficult. There's people, they spend hours in the weight room, and it's difficult in there. And, you know, they're grimacing and they're screaming and they're doing all that. That's hard work. And they're like, and they pay to do that. Why? Because this is something that they're drawn to. Ulechachmas ha'olam hazeh ulelimudav, but to the chachma of this world, to the limudim. Mipnei shematim aloi veruchai va'atoyra shimin hashamayim. But however, Torah, which is from Shamayim, umin gan eden va'od kadma lo'olam, is before this world existed. There's nothing physical about Torah. There's nothing gashmi about Torah. That legufay uleruchay hamugushamim eino matemes. It's not matim to your body. It's not matim to anything that's physical. Kasha hiloi v'nil eba. It's hard for him, and he feels an aversion to it. He feels a distance from it. Aval rak leish gufni baloy leif. That's only a person who's physical and doesn't have a heart. Ubeneshama meulafa, and his neshama is faint. Ukvura begashmiuso, and it's buried under his gashmius. Hatoyra va'avoida meneshamayim eina matimois. Only to such a person, Torah and avoid is not matim. It's not compatible. He doesn't enjoy it. Loikein atem talmidim. Not you, the talmidim. Chasidim. Here it goes. This is the nekuda of chasidus. Neshamois chayois. Uma'at megulois. Your neshama is live. And it's starting to come out. Lachem ha'avoida ha'gufnis min olam hazeh chochmaseinu matimois. For you, all of the physical aspect of this world is becoming less and less compatible. Ubatiluen, that's something that you feel is a drag. Virakatoiro va'avoido min hashamayim l'nafshei seichem min hashamayim atimois. Your neshama is min hashamayim. The Torah is min hashamayim. And you feel it's compatible. Batis chazku. And then you're mechazik in your learning. Tichyu, you live your learning. Tisangu, you enjoy your learning. Te'ozru chayel, and you strengthen yourself in your learning. So let me explain, my friends. He's saying chasidus makes it easier to learn. Chasidus, a person working on trying to connect with ruchniistika things, brings you closer to learning. It makes learning more compatible to you. It makes learning more something that I feel is right for me. I'm comfortable in the Beis Medrash. It's something I'm comfortable with. It's a place that I feel is natural for me. And then there's people where it's not natural. So you know, I'll give you, my friends, a mashal. I'll give you a mashal. Those of us that were in Rome before Pesach, so we were by the Colosseum. It was the very first Colosseum. It was the Colosseum in Rome. What the Colosseum was, it was the gladiators that fought in the Colosseum, and it was a blood sport. It was usually multiple people died when they had an event. Usually multiple people. They noticed there was numerous fights, and there was, you know, thousands of people standing there or sitting there, thousands. So the Colosseum's huge, screaming and yelling, and they wanted blood, right? If no one dies, it was like, that was boring. I'm not going back there, right? There's nothing to go back for. They were going back for blood. It was a blood sport. And they're screaming and yelling, and now, we've gotten a little bit more sophisticated, so we can't kill people in the ring, but we can plummel them in the ring, right? You could beat them in the ring, and that's called already a sport. People pay millions of dollars to watch people punch each other, and then there's the new sport, which I forgot what it's called, where they kick each other and punch each other, and they're in a cage, and these are blood sports. If you're a little bit more sophisticated, I mean, that's too brute for me. I can't just watch people just beat each other. So they play games as if, like, they want to, like, score points. But really, it's all about beating each other, right? It's just a different form of beating each other. And there's a lot of aggression, and this is all about someone embracing the physicality of this world. No doubt about it. It's more physical. It's more aggressive. It's more animalistic, right? And that's why if their teams, their teams are called animals. That's what they are. There's tigers. There's bears. There's all different types of animals because that's what it is. It's a person bringing out what's more physical about me and person. Now, there is something about your neshama, which is in a totally different realm. Someone who goes and he's cheering on sports teams and he's watching and he's with the, you know, this minuval and that mushkis and this guy who's with all these who have heroes. They're called sports heroes. These are people that we wear their jerseys, we buy their sneakers, you know, we eat Wheaties because they're on the front cover of them. It's like these are people that we idolize. There is nothing spiritual about them. Nothing. What we're doing is we're pushing ourselves towards the Gashmias. Pushing. The person says, but it's been a starim. I'm not learning now anyway. And then he says, I don't know, I just feel like learning's not for me. Learning's not for me. That's understandable. Because he's pushing himself away from his neshama. And learning is for your neshama. Are you embracing your neshama? Are you celebrating your neshama? Is your neshama alive? Is it awake? Because you sit there and your neshama has just been starved. And your guf is piling heaps and heaps of gashmias on your neshama. Your neshama is buried underneath. Your neshama is like can barely breathe, and you're trying to learn, and the neshama it's just not working. Chassidus is there in order to make us feel that we can enjoy. We can enjoy our learning. And when you enjoy your learning, then a person becomes good at it. This is, I believe, this is the nakuda. I ask you a question. Are you good at what you enjoy, or do you enjoy what you're good at? Are you good at what you enjoy, or do you enjoy what you're good at? Most people will tell you, you enjoy what you're good at. That's the way it is. People enjoy what they're good at. That's why they enjoy it, because they're good at it. And I tell you that's not true. What I see in the Piasetzna right here is that you're good at what you enjoy. You know why someone's good at basketball? Because he loves basketball. And he's there on the court day in, day out, practicing. Practice makes perfect. And the other guy that doesn't like basketball so much, so he plays a little bit, he's like, okay, I'm going to go inside and I'm going to read a book. But the other guy hates books. He likes to be, he's active. He wants to be active. So he's out there and he's practicing and he's doing, and he becomes good because he enjoys it. And he's focused and he's in it. So a person wants this. This person says, learning is, I'm just not good at learning. It has to start with one thing. A person has to make himself compatible to learning. How do you do that? A person can bring into focus the importance of learning, the chashivas of learning. If he could bring out his neshama, the more a person does that, the more he will enjoy his learning. It's a fact. The more excited you are about something, the more you enjoy it. We all know about the people that they substitute the blue label, the black label, and they put it in the blue label bottle, right? We all know about that. And someone sits down and drinks, wow. You all know those stories, right? But I want to tell you something. The guys that the joke's on them, first of all, just so you should know, I believe it's usher to do that. Just so you shouldn't plan on doing that to anyone. It's gnevus das, but whatever. You can do that at a different time. they actually enjoy it more. They're not, you think that they're like crazy. No, you enjoy it more. It's a blue label bottle. It's like, you got excited. You get excited about something, you enjoy it more. The following study happened. They had set up two stands with whiskey. And they put one in a really, really nice bottle. And the other one they put in a regular generic bottle. The people that went to the nice bottle kept coming back. The other ones weren't coming back. Why not? It's a whiskey. This was a whiskey. Right? What, if the whole world's meshuggah? No, the whole world's not meshuggah. If you're excited about something, you enjoy it. So that's if we get excited about Torah. So then Torah becomes enjoyable for us. And you get enjoyable and you get good at it. So we have to create excitement here. Here in the Beis Medrash. Here in the yeshiva. The more a person says, you know what? I'm going to be that Gashmias guy. I'm going to identify with that culture, with that world. The harder it is for you to enjoy it here. The Rambam, I've said this before. The Rambam says the following thing. Now, I just want to remind you, the Rambam was a very, he was a very worldly person. He was a person that, as we all know, was a very, very successful doctor, doctor of the Sultan and whatnot. The Rambam writes the following thing. He writes, a person has a choice. Tikkun ha-nefesh or tikkun ha-guf. Tikkun ha-nefesh means you want to work on your neshama. You want to bring your neshama out. You want to build your neshama. Tikkun ha-nefesh v'churban ha-guf or tikkun ha-guf. V'churban ha-nefesh. Because you keep on building your neshama, your goof, you're piling heaps and heaps of goof on your neshama is going to faint. Your neshama, it can't breathe. That's churban ha-nefesh. And a person does that, so then he doesn't have a time in his davening, he doesn't have a time in his learning, he doesn't have a time in ruchnias. Maybe he has a little bit. But you know what it would be like if you would even take that off? You know how geschmack it would be, you know how enjoyable, how much every single one of us can just love drunk in learning. If we wouldn't get drunk in other things, we'd be drunk in learning. But the problem is, we have to make a decision. It's not going to work. Both is not going to happen. So what's the challenge? The challenge is, we know one thing. You drink wine, you get drunk. You know that for sure. There's no questions about that. That's a guarantee. You drink Torah and you get drunk is not a guarantee, because I tried it and it wasn't working for me. I mean, okay, maybe I enjoyed a few minutes here, a few minutes there. But there's like, this one is, you know, you go with what you know. I know that if I do this is, I know what this is going to bring me. With Torah, can you guarantee me I'm going to be successful? Can you guarantee me I'm going to get there? Can you guarantee me it's going to give me that type of thrill, that type of enjoyment, that type of satisfaction? And the answer is 100% yes. And if you don't believe that, I apologize for telling you this, but pashtus, you're not bikuris. Because anyone that says that there's a Mishnah and the Mishnah is not true, I think is not bikuris. I think that everyone would agree. These are not bikuris. And the Mishnah tells us, yogata matzasa taimin. Yogata loy matzasa al taimin. You say, I worked hard, I didn't get there, don't believe them. It's not true. It didn't happen. It's impossible. There's guarantee. Guarantee in the Mishnah. You will be successful. I'm not telling you it's going to happen in a day. I'm not telling you it's going to happen in a week. The Mishnah doesn't tell us how much time it's going to take. But the Mishnah guarantees 100% that you will be matzliach if you put every ounce of strength, yogata. But it's work. It's work, my friends. It's not easy. Coming to the Beis Medrash, and a person is ready to work. No less than a guy who goes into the weight room and is there busy working hard, comes in here and he works, he will be successful. You just have to want to do it. That's what Chassidus does. Chassidus helps us want to do it, enjoy it, embrace our Yiddishkeit. So in essence, Chassidus helps you learn. And again, we're not talking about the pious, and we're not talking about the Straimel or the Bekesha. We're talking about Chassidus means Dveikus in Boirei Yoylam, Kesher Takodesh Baruch Hu, Inyonim Ruchniyim. That's Chassidus. So Beis Hashem, we're going to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Zodebish Tehelfin, we should all have in mind when we go there. Kodesh Baruch Hu should allow me to just enjoy my neshama, enjoy my learning and my davening. That this should be something that we just feel sipuk. We don't need, we don't want to go anywhere else. All we want to do is to have satisfaction and to have cheshek to learn and to grow in avodas and yerushama.
I saw that. I saw